is your home, your family, your life.
Welcome to Stray Living
with the Houseman Harrogate, the expert property handyman, maintenance and refurbishment service.
Oh yeah, hello, we're on. Yes, we're on.
How many mini eggs did you get through?
I gorged. I think my own body weight. I think my own body weight in mini eggs, to be honest. Wow. Yeah. Good evening, everybody. It's 2 minutes past seven. Good evening, everybody. What is this? The World Service.
That's not happening, is it, really?
That's from our sister station, the World Service. Good evening. It's Nick and Sally here. And I had some red left over. So we're back on the Pinot Noir.
Very good. Thank you.
Cheers.
It's like a safe bet, isn't it? It's like coming home. Favourite pair of slippers.
It's
when in doubt, bring
on
the
Friday
Pinot.
Night. It's lovely. So welcome to the Stray Living Show here for a Friday. So it's Nick Hancock from Breakfast and it's Sally, our gardening guru. Have you had a nice holiday, by the way?
It's been brilliant. Just thought I'd bob in tonight. It's great, this one, because you can take like a few days holiday but have a massive break.
Yeah.
And everybody does the same, so you don't feel like you're missing out.
And
the weather's been
good. We've all been ready for a break, haven't we, I think.
Yes.
As well. But hello to you if you've been working throughout. We are. And if you are listening to this at work, by the way, now...
well done for working on a Friday night.
Well, I was going to say, God knows what you're going to hear, but yeah.
Where is that?
Or you might be in the car, you might be doing the old mum and dad taxi.
Is that your phone? Yes, it is. It's my mum.
Is
it your mum? Well, that could be important.
My mum on the radio. It won't be. It's my mum.
Okay. Right. Gogglebox is on tonight, Nicholas.
there'll be some gossip. And Auntie Irene will have said something in the week.
Auntie Irene from the WI. Auntie
Irene from Scunthorpe, but that's another story.
Scunny.
So welcome to the programme. Got a great show for you tonight. It's all about your life, your jobs for the weekend, your house, blah-de-blah-de-blah. Tell you what's coming up. After this.
Is your home, your family, your life.
Welcome to Stray Living.
With the Houseman Harrogate, the expert property handyman, maintenance and refurbishment service.
So, Sally, you actually did the first ever radio gardening feature that was all about chocolate last week. So you know, we've had the Sony Awards on the phone, OVS, and obviously our sister station,
Brilliant.
The World Service. But tonight we're back talking more traditional gardening
stuff. I've been inspired this week because the weather's been fabulous. The Easter weekend was just a brilliant opportunity to get out into the garden, and you can't and definitely don't go near your bedding yet. It's way too early, a good couple of months away.
It's not even 7:30.
bedding. Oh no, you see, the funniest thing is with this show, we always promise it's going to be great, and the people we have on are great, and this bit's you know, we strive, but avoid...
We can edit.
Okay, good. Brilliant. Like we did the other week. That's cool. But there are some winds, and at the moment, it's particularly in spring and in autumn, pansies come into their own, and they're just brilliant. The value is immense, and you can get them from any of your local garden centres and put them into pots, put them into your garden. They just bring massive colour. They're like big smiley faces. You can theme the colours if you want. Blues, pinks, burgundies, they're just stunning, but great value. They don't really like it when it's very, very hot, but you'll get a lot of value out of them now right through to the summer. So pop in some pansies would be a tip number one. Also, muscari. Have you seen these? They're like a little hyacinth. They remind me of French bloomers if you turn them upside down. They're really cool. We'll put some pictures out on Twitter.
What colour do they?
Blue.
Blues.
You can get white. I always think the white looks a bit insipid, but the blue ones are really striking. Blue in a garden is a colour.
Yeah.
Immense. So muscari, if you haven't got them now and you didn't put them in as bulbs last year, you can actually go and buy them in the garden centres and then put them into your pots. It's going to cost you a lot more than doing the bulbs, and this is where your forward planning from last November would have been useful. Sorry about that. Primroses, another quick win.
I got told off
Well, you know, primroses, they always look brilliant. Again, great value. And put them somewhere a bit soggy, because when they're finished, cut them back just with scissors, real sharp cut. But they, again, will come back for year on year, but they need to be moist across the rest of the season. Daffodils look great right now. And weirdly, on the Stray, which is looking spectacular, you've got daffodils out at the same time as you've got crocus, which is really unusual, but I think that's because we've had a good beginning to the year.
And it's just the whole thing outdoors, it adds to the sort of positive feeling, doesn't it, that we've got through winter.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's obviously, we all obviously have deep association with, like, daffodils that actually we're getting closer to, you know, better. You know, we've now got lighter nights and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
I absolutely love spring because it's just that utter optimism that for everything that happened over winter, the floods, the one day of snow, all of the cold, it's spring is just beautiful and it's optimistic, and you can't help but be inspired to be in the garden. I think It's just, you just want to be outside. Why would you want to be in? And doing gardening jobs, putting splashes of colour, whether it's in your borders or your pots, is just a massive win. Have a look at your lawn as well. Might be time to do a bit of weed and feed on that. Another plant which is really pretty, and we'll put some pictures up, Pasque. Absolutely gorgeous plant to put in. And
how
that will come
that?
Back for it. Pasque. Pass me the wine. Thank you.
Thank you very enough.
And more important, so that's my gardening for this week. Yeah. Special guest next week. Stray FM.
I'm very excited to welcome to the show this evening Gary Warhurst, the sales manager for the very cool Lightwater Valley. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Oh, it would sound so much better. You would never get away with that at a show at a theme park, one person clapping, would you?
No. loads of people around, shouting, screaming, cheering.
So, big year for Lightwater Valley this year, because there's not one, not two, but three new attractions we're going to talk about. One of which has already opened. You've just reopened for the new season last week. And one of which is already opened, which I believe is called Apollo.
That's right, yes. Yeah, I say we're open now right through the Easter holidays till the 11th of April. And Apollo is our brand new ride for the season. It's a ride that spins about 80 foot above the treetops. It combines altitude with a soaring and swooping motion. It's basically a two-chair suspended swing ride, and not for the faint-hearted.
It sounds brilliant.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Have you had a go?
Not yet, no.
This is how new Apollo is. I think I should highlight this. Apollo is so new that as we sit here, I loaded up the website and I spent a good 3 minutes. Gary was sat there looking at me, and I eventually went, Gary, where's Apollo on your website? And he said, it's so new, it's not even on the website yet.
That's right.
But it is open and it is available, and it sounds like a thrill ride to me.
Yeah. And the views from the top are absolutely fantastic. You'll go past the Ultimate and you see the whole theme park from up there.
Now, I reckon 50% of the riders will see and appreciate those views, and the other 50% will have their eyes so tightly shut.
Absolutely.
So that sounds like a great reason to get down there right now over the Easter holidays. Any other big things happening over the Easter holidays before we move on to the other attractions? Because they're not quite ready yet.
We're open daily now till the 11th of April, so there's always plenty going on at Lightwater Valley. Great fun, great deals to be had as well out there. So I say everybody get down there.
Well, I think you've teed me up nicely there. Just to remind everyone that on our website, strayfm.com, if you click on Savers at the top of the homepage, you will go to a page full of half-price vouchers. And one of those half-price vouchers is for Lightwater Valley. So if you are listening and you're thinking, oh, I'd love to take the kids there. Or actually, if you're listening and going, I could take the kids there as the excuse for me to be able to ride Apollo, then you can get on the website and buy yourself a half-price family ticket. It takes it down from £152 to just £76 for four people. That's two adults, two children. Get on the website, you see all the terms and conditions there, and it gives you a link through to Lightwater Valley's website as well. Right, we mentioned two other big attractions that are opening, the first of which really is for the kids, isn't it?
That's right, yes. We're transforming our theatre in the theme park, and it'll become Funky Monkeys Soft Play and Cafe.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so you know, you can get in there, let your little monkeys run around, jump, swing, bounce around. Basically, ideal for the under eights. It'll have its own little cafe in there as well. And we're expecting that to be opening at the end of May in time for the May half term.
So if you're a parent with young children, and I feel like I'm getting towards this now. I've got an 8-month-old little boy, and he started to move like anything. So I can very much see in the future that if I take him to somewhere like Lightwater Valley, I'm going to need a rest. So the cafe,
absolutely,
being in with the soft play era, off you go, Luke, have a go over there while I just sit here and enjoy this tea. So that sounds like a great new addition for the kids there.
One more indoor attraction as well. So again, this great British weather. It's
absolutely
an added attraction.
Absolutely.
For us to have somewhere else indoors.
We could go on that log flume in the rain. No, actually, let's go inside and you do that while I have a coffee. And there is another big attraction opening, which I think this could be halfway between your big thrills of Apollo and your soft play for the kids. It's thrilling, but an adventure as well, isn't it?
That's right, yes. Yeah, opening up again, scheduled to be at the end of May for the May half term. We have a new company that has come to Lightwater Valley, a company called Treetop Nets. That basically what it is, it's you're high in the trees. They've got giant trampolines, walkways, slides, tunnels,
wow,
all made out of netting, suspended about 9 metres off the ground. And you can basically play in there for up to 2 hours at a time. It is worth noting it is run separately from the theme park, so it is isn't actually included within the theme park ticket, but it's again another added attraction to Lightwater Valley Attractions. They have a park like this up in Cumbria. Mm-hmm. And it's just really, really well, and we're really, really pleased to announce it's coming to North Yorkshire.
So it's like the Lightwater Resort.
Yes,
it's another activity that's right, to do yes. while you're on resort.
Yeah, yep.
Or if you're passing by, if you're local like we are in this area, it's not a trip for, especially if you live in Ripon. It's not far mm-hmm. at all, is it?
No, nope,
so
far.
you can pop down maybe on a weekend. You don't have to do the full day if you've got just a 2-hour attraction rather than a full day at Lightwater Valley. It's an equally
yeah.
good day out. And those things in the top of the trees are brilliant. I've done a few things like that before and they are great fun, and that actually just sounds like it's a bit like the soft play area but 9 meters up.
Yeah, yeah, and designed anywhere from 3 to 103-year-olds.
Fantastic.
You know, age is no limit on there. It's
that
perfectly
sounds like
safe.
My kind of thing. 3 brilliant new attractions at Lightwater Valley opening over the next few months, the first of which, Apollo, as we say, is open right now. But if you can't make it to Lightwater Valley over the Easter holidays, it is, of course, open throughout the year for various events and general days. And we've got a list of the events coming up this year, which you might be really interested in. So, Gary, can you tell us a bit about some of the special events planned?
We kick off, first of all, on the 4th and 5th of June with Superheroes Live. So we expect everybody to get dressed up as their favourite superheroes. Come on down to Lightwater Valley. There'll be loads going on there. Loads of criminal chasing and lots of fun to be had as well. There'll be all your favourite superheroes on stage there at Lightwater Valley that weekend.
Fantastic.
We then move into the middle of June to the Ultimate Plunge on the 25th of June. And that is our annual bungee jump. So basically, you can actually buy tickets to do the jump itself.
Wow.
So you take to the sky by the Ultimate and basically get harnessed in and off you go. Always very, very popular every year.
Wow.
Later on into the summer, 6th and 7th of August, for the little ones, we've got the Teddy Bears Picnic. So that'll be a great fun day out. Again, bring along your favourite little teddy bear. Again, lots of fun events going on throughout the weekend. And at the end of August, we have our Dinosaur Weekend with Andy Days.
Brilliant.
Again, he's going to be coming on doing his own little dino rap. So again, a great one for kids of all ages, leading then through to October for the Fabulous Fireworks, 22nd, 23rd of October, and then our annual Frightwater Valley ends the season from the 27th to 30th of October, extended to 4 days this year.
Wow.
So it's a popular demand.
It was very popular last year. I remember Will from the Hometime Show
went
along and had a great time. In fact, I mentioned that to Gary just before we came on air, and he said, yeah, Will was there. He had a great time. He thinks there's a story, but we won't go into that on the radio. Gary, sounds fantastic. I do want to point out the Superhero Live event. That's the first one coming up, isn't it? Again,
yeah.
The 4th and 5th of June. The only time it's acceptable for adults to go into a theme park dressed as superheroes and not get thrown out in case you were Fathers for Justice. So that's fine. So do enjoy that if you go along to that. And if you are going to Lightwater Valley this Easter taking the kids, do make sure you go on the website, strayfm.com, click on Savers and get yourself a half price family ticket. And that, oh, I didn't say, it's not just a half price family ticket. It's a half price VIP family ticket. So there's queue jump passes included in that as well. So well worth getting on the website. Gary, thank you for joining
us. Thank
you. And I'm going to come clean right now. I haven't been to Lightwater Valley yet, so we're going to rectify that very soon, and I will hopefully see you there.
Absolutely, we'll be there.
It's Stray FM, and it's Nick Hancock on Stray Living. Coming up, special guest on the show, Mark Kennedy, back on Stray FM from YRC.
Stray Living with the Houseman Harrogate, the expert property handyman maintenance and refurbishment service.
So joining me today on the Stray Living Show, I have YRC, Mark Kennedy from YRC. Hello, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Beth.
Now, just briefly, YRC, Yorkshire Resin Coatings,
yes.
We are talking driveways.
We are. We're talking resin drives of distinction, in fact.
They you might not think of driveways as making a big impact, but if you've got a nice driveway in front of your house, it makes a massive, massive difference. And resin drives, they seem to be the in thing. I see lots of your signs around, dotted around, people saying, I've had this new resin coating drive. And
Firstly, they look very stylish.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
So are they becoming more popular at the minute?
They are. It's nice to see that you've been noticing us about, of course. Yeah, they've become very popular recently. Well, the last couple of years they've really taken off. I think customers really see the benefit against other systems that are available, like block paving maybe, or concrete, or retarmacking. Resins are really hard wearing, really durable, very practical, very low maintenance to look after once they're installed. And one of the other benefits is the permeable, so whatever rain goes onto them actually soaks through the actual product itself. So, you know, there's a real range of colours and different finishes that you can take advantage of. So, yeah, certainly the last 2 years, they've really started to increase around and about the town.
And it's not one particular house as well. I've seen that they're over, you know, whatever kind of house people have, they seem to look really good. I suppose that's because of the variety of different colours and different styles. Now, earlier on, you mentioned that the driveways were permeable, and that means that water can get through them. And I think that means that these driveways are good for flooding. Is that right?
Yeah, that's very, very good. Good point to make, actually. Resin systems, the bound system, meet what's known as SUDS regulations, which is an abbreviation for Sustainable Urban Drainage System. And the SUDS regulations were brought about really to stop what the councils and authorities classed as runoff from people's drives into, you know, traditional drainage systems. So resin, because it's permeable and the water and the rainwater, you know, runs through it, naturally meets those regulations. And that's one of the reasons why it's become very popular, not just in a domestic environment, but also commercially. Councils like to adopt the schemes for paving systems and so forth. So, yeah, it's certainly a real benefit to the environment. And, you know, I think we're all trying to do our bit to try and prevent flooding where we can. So, it really helps in that respect.
And I suppose the other things that would be considered good to the environment, something like gravel, would that be good for the environment?
Gravel, it does help as a soak away, yeah. We spend an awful lot of time removing gravel because, unfortunately, the downside of it is that it does seem to get everywhere.
And, that's what I was going to say. Resin is, it's nice, smooth, flat layer.
Yeah.
And gravel, it's in the lawn, it gets in your lawnmower, it's out on next door's driveway, and you have to, every few years, you have to go and get another few bags of gravel to top it up.
Yeah, you do, yeah. I think like with every option on the market, there's plus sides and drawbacks to it. I think resins generally have become very popular because, they've got more plus sides and not very many negatives to the system, really. So that's a big factor for people.
Mm. And when you mentioned earlier on the sort of variety of styles and different colours,
yes,
that's a huge choice that you wouldn't normally have had when it comes to, if you're getting a, well, for, you shouldn't have a tarmac driveway, firstly. It's
no,
terrible
quite
for
right.
the environment.
Absolutely.
But also, it's going to be black. Pretty much, it's going to be black. Whereas,
yes.
What kind of colours can you have a YRC driveway?
Well, I mean, really, there's so many opportunities. We've got so many choices, really. But what we found that with the resin systems is that, obviously, we've worked with nearly every type of render, brick, block, stone that there is out there. So we've been, you know, we've got a real experience in knowing which colours work well with which properties. So, you know, that's the colour side of things is obviously personal to people. So, you know, all you can do sometimes is sort of encourage them to the ones that you know you've done before and look nice. But there's certainly a resin colour that would really enhance nearly every type of finish to a property that you could think of for definite.
I'm thinking pink. I'm thinking
we do some pink. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Okay. Now, if I wanted to come to you and I wanted to get a driveway, what sort of timescales are we looking at from it being my old, boring, horrible driveway to being a brand spanking new YRC one?
Well, that's another real advantage with resin is that basically with a resin drive, where there's an existing base or like tarmac or concrete to work with, you could have that done in as little as a day.
Oh.
Very quick.
I thought you were going to say a week and a half, fortnight.
No, generally it's a day's installation where there's an existing base. But obviously then outside of that, it's however much preparation's needed. Maybe edging needs to go in or there's other things to deal with. Maybe a lot of people want to extend the drive so they can park side by side and so forth. So that generally takes a couple of days more. But I would say the average drive with an existing base to work to would be a day, and a drive which needed extending work to it or alterations, anything up to 4 days really from start to finish. So really nice and quick.
Okay. Now, like anything that's getting more popular, there may be a few choices when it comes to picking a resin driveway in Harrogate.
Yes.
Why should people come to YRC?
Well, I mean, we're certainly leading the way as far as resin drive installations go in the region. And I think that's largely down to the fact that we're a local company, we're based in Harrogate, we have our own showroom, and that gives people a lot of peace of mind that they know who they're buying from. And there's some comfort in the fact that if there is an issue and they feel that they want to know, they could go somewhere to get some help, we're here ready to assist. So I think really they're the main factors, along with the fact that, you know, our quality of work is certainly for everybody else to admire, and we'd like to give a very good service. So we've certainly got unique selling points over our competitors, and I guess that's why we continue to grow as we do.
If someone wants to come along to the showroom that you just mentioned, whereabouts are you?
So we're at the back of the new Marks and Spencers, technically. We're actually on Hookstone Avenue, which the mums and dads who know kids play, that building, we're opposite.
Yes,
we're opposite there. We're open there Monday to Saturday. You know, please come down, have a look at the product, talk to one of our install experts that'll be able to assist you and talk you through the project. And then from there, we generally book surveys. We're not a pressure selling business. We don't do gimmicks and offers. We just look to come and do a survey, measure up and provide you with a price that hopefully will allow us to secure the work.
So we could either pop into Hookstone Avenue.
Yes.
Or I'm guessing you have a website on the line.
We do. We have a very good website, resindrivesofdistinction.co.uk. Not to be confused with any other company, of course. There's only ours with the name Distinction in the title. If they visit that website, they'll find some really good questions and answer sections. There's before and after galleries, lots of information about the product. So that'll be a really good place to start and have a look, and you can even submit a survey inquiry form online as well, so we can then follow it up with a call to arrange the meeting up.
Okay. resindrivesofdistinction.co.uk.
Yes.
Mark Kennedy from YRC, thank you very much for coming in. And should loads of people be out there looking for a brand new spanky beautiful YRC resin driveway, then they should come to you.
Exactly right, couldn't have said it better myself.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you, Beth.
Stray Living with the Houseman, Harrogate. No job is too big or too small